This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Former U.S. President Donald Trump thanked the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response in what's being investigated as an assassination attempt. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Trump extended his condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed and to the family of another person who was badly injured. In a separate statement, the Secret Service said two attendees were wounded, not one. In an address to the nation, U.S. President Joe Biden called for an end to political violence.
Everybody must condemn it. Everybody.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations is taking the lead in the investigation of the incident. And Jacob Ware, a research fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as an expert for domestic and international terrorism and counterterrorism, called the assassination attempt a dark day for democracy.
This is a horrendous day in the history of our country, and it's really scary and frightening to think of what the next steps are in this story.
Republican lawmakers say they will launch swift investigations into how a sniper apparently managed to evade Secret Service agents at the event. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The FBI identified 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the suspect in Saturday's attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump at a campaign rally. The special agent in charge at the FBI Pittsburgh field office, Kevin Rojek, says authorities are asking the public to help with the investigation.
I'm sure there'll be cell phone video. There'll be all kinds of information that we'll use to fully flesh out exactly what happened.
The FBI said it was working to determine a motive for the attack, in which one rally attendee died and two other spectators were critically injured. For more stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Four people were wounded, one critically, when a suspected attacker rammed into a bus stop in central Israel on Sunday, Israeli authorities said. The suspect, believed to be a resident of East Jerusalem, was shot and neutralized by security forces at the scene. The police central district commander, violence has increased in Israel over the course of its military campaign in Gaza against Hamas since October 7th. North Korea has threatened to boost its nuclear fighting capability and make the United States and South Korea pay an unimaginably harsh price as it slams its rival's new defense guidelines that it says reveal an intention to invade the North. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
It comes after Thursday's announcement by U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol authorizing the signing of joint nuclear deterrence guidelines as part of efforts to enhance their capabilities to cope with North Korea's growing nuclear arsenal. North Korea's defense ministry said Saturday that U.S.-South Korea guidelines betrayed their sinister intention to step up their preparations for a nuclear war against North Korea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A Syrian soldier was killed early on Sunday and three others injured in Israeli strikes on several positions in and around Damascus, Syrian state media said. The Israeli army, meanwhile, said it had targeted a Syrian military command center, as well as targets and infrastructure belonging to the Syrian army and air defense in response to two drones launched towards Israel from Syrian territory. Rwandan opposition leader Frank Habineza held his final campaign rally on Saturday, drawing a small crowd of supporters ahead of Monday's presidential election.
So we have to increase our agriculture production, whereby we're going to establish an agriculture government fund, a fund which will help anyone who wants to get involved in agriculture to get some money at an interest rate of less than 2%.
Habineza, leader of the Democratic Green Party of Rwanda, addressed a modest gathering in Kigali, focusing on agricultural development and youth empowerment. Habineza, who garnered just under 0.5% of the vote in 2017 election, faces an uphill battle against Kagame, who has ruled Rwanda since 2000. Parts of northern and northeastern India were ravaged by floods on Sunday after the rivers in the region were overflowed due to an incessant rains in the region. At least 92 people have been killed in the state as of Saturday, a report from Assam Disaster Management Authority said. And to recap, four people were wounded, one critically, when a suspected attacker rammed into a bus stop in central Israel on Sunday. The suspect, believed to be from East Jerusalem, was shot and neutralized by security forces at the scene. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.